libertarian, or conservative? How about a take on government that's just chock full of common sense? Kristen B. Tate gives her take exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Donald John Trump, by causing such harm to the society of the United States, is unfit to be president and warrants impeachment, trial, and removal from office.
No-name congressman says what? Oh, I'm sorry. What was his name? Huh? Say it out loud. Al Lewis. Okay. Right. Exact. That, what I just did with Alex, that's happened a ton of times today. Who? What? What's the guy's name? Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. Yeah, I've largely not paid attention to that because we were just talking about my colleague Dennis Prager's incredible, moving, to the point. I think my favorite part of his speech was, it's a high honor to be here, senators. I wish I didn't have this honor because of what Google is trying to accomplish. Anyway, Kristen B. Tate is back with us. You can follow everything she does at KristenBTate.com. I strongly encourage you to follow her on Twitter and to catch her on cable news and other outlets as she appears. But Kristen, you know, you're of the millennial generation. You watch this stuff. You're seeing things happen. Dr. Epstein's testimony today, which was mind-blowing to me, indicated that maybe 2.6 million votes switched sides or were cast, at least, for Hillary Clinton because of their practices with that invisible search suggestion technology that they have. He also pointed out, by the way, that Google can send out reminders to go vote to only certain partisans if they so desire, and he believes that they've done that practice in the past. Your reaction to the literal thieving of democracy right before our eyes?
Well, it's very frightening, Kevin. You know, these tech companies have so much power, and for so long we've all just assumed that they were nonpartisan. But if anything good came out of their flagrant leftism in the last election, it's that we now know just how bad it is. Now, I know there are lots of conservatives out there, including a lot of people in my family, who say they want, you know, companies like Google and Facebook broken up because they're essentially monopolies. I tend to say, you know, I'm kind of a free market person. I think that Google doesn't necessarily need to be broken up for being too powerful. However, they shouldn't enjoy the tax benefits of being a platform because they're not really a platform anymore. They're kind of like an editorial organization like Breitbart,
right,
making editorial decisions with these insidious algorithms that are boosting left-wing ideas and figures. So, you know, we can't give them the government protections and tax benefits of a platform if they are acting as an editorial organization with a political agenda.
I think that's so well said. In fact, as Mr. Epstein said, in 2020, if we leave everything alone, and this goes back to your original point, if Hillary Clinton had been elected, none of this stuff would have been being exposed. But because she wasn't, and because we have a different, you know, Justice Department, and we have different people paying attention and raising the awareness. And Mr. Epstein was a Clinton supporter. He gave money to her campaign. He campaigned for her. He endorsed her. He says that if we leave Google as is, that they may have the ability to influence 15 million votes for a specific party or a specific direction. Now, let me just take a wild guess at which direction that's going to be. But, Kristen, for all we've heard about Russia, collusion, influence, all the things that, you know, were done for Trump to steal the election, it appears that votes actually were influenced by a corporate icon in Google, and that Hillary Clinton may have, you know, everybody throws up the popular vote margin. That probably accounts for it right there, if nothing else. So I mean, 15 million votes. Can you imagine 15 million votes being directed, being reminded, hey, you're a registered Democrat. Don't forget today's election day. Go vote. And they only do that to the one group. Like, it's just astounding to see the level of arrogance that's involved in these activities.
Oh, yeah. And we know now that this isn't just Google anymore. It's YouTube, which I guess is owned by Google. It's all of these tech companies. They are all left wing. Again, I don't begrudge these companies for being successful. I think that's fine. And, you know, they can operate as a partisan organization, but they should not be enjoying the tax benefits of a platform. That is what makes me so angry. And another thing, Kevin, I just don't understand why a conservative or at least a nonpartisan alternative hasn't popped up in the free market to challenge Google. I guess there's DuckDuckGo, which is another search engine that a lot of conservatives use, but it hasn't been as successful. And I guess you have Bing. But again, I have to hope that the free market will solve this problem the more that these companies are exposed for their flagrant partisan activities.
And the problem that you're identifying is really correct. They're 90% of the search activity in America, in the world today, 90%. I mean, if they are not a monopoly, I don't know how one defines one, to be candid with you. And if you're going to have a specific ability to manipulate an election, I do think that on some level regulation has to be visited upon you. I just don't think we wouldn't let USA Today just tell Republican subscribers to go vote. We wouldn't let the New York Times, you know, just tell Democrat subscribers to go vote or knowingly publish false stories like, hey, Republicans go vote tomorrow, but Democrats vote today. Like, it seems like Google's almost in getting into these kinds of areas.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with that. I do get very nervous when we start talking about giving government the power to regulate private industry.
Just I do
because,
too.
You know, as soon as we get a liberal government in power, as soon as we get a liberal president and House, that's when you start, or a liberal Congress and president, that's when you start.
Well, and I don't even know it has to be government. Isn't it antitrust if you present yourself, as you're saying, as a platform, and then you tell only half the population based on all the data that you have taken from them? And they're following you around on every website you go. You've taken all the data from them. You're now making this decision to only tell the people that fit certain criteria that they need to take action, and you're telling them what action to take. Like, I think
exactly. Democracy
dies in that kind of activity.
Take away all the benefits of a platform for these companies and tax them just like Breitbart is taxed and just like Mother Jones is taxed. There you go. Problem solved.
All right.
But.
Good enough, Kristen. Appreciate the insight, and thanks for being here. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.